Hey, how's it going? I'm Vera, and welcome back to Vera's Seedy Place. Today, I'll be unraveling the mysteries of the revolutionary gene editing tool known as CRISPR-Cas9. I'm your host, Vera, and today we're diving into the world of Cas9. This is a disclaimer, I do have stocks in CRISPR-Cas9, so that makes me a little bit biased. But I'll start off by explaining how the gene editing tool is being used in various applications. Cas9 offers tremendous potential in a wide range of fields. In medicine, it holds promise for treating genetic disorders by precisely targeting and correcting disease-causing mutations. It has also shown potential in developing more efficient and sustainable agriculture practices, such as enhancing crop yield and disease resistance. Needless to say, Cas9 is instrumental in advancing scientific research by enabling scientists to study gene functions and their role in various biological processes. While Cas9 has transformative potential, there are still challenges to address. One concern is off-target effects, where Cas9 may unintentionally edit genes other than the intended target. Researchers are continuously working to improve the specificity and accuracy of Cas9 to minimize such off-target effects. Ethical considerations surrounding use of Cas9 in human embryos or germline cells also need careful examination and regulation. It's crucial to proceed with caution and, prioritize ethical guidelines and safety protocols as this technology advances. Critics of Cas9 often express concerns about the potential for unintended consequences and potential misuse of or ethical implications of gene editing. Some argue that gene editing may lead to unintended changes in the human gene pool or be used for non-therapeutic purposes, such as enhancing physical or cognitive traits. It's crucial to engage in thoughtful discussions and consider various perspectives as we navigate the ethical and societal implications of this technology. Cas9 is being used on a wide range of organisms to advance research and address various challenges. In the medical field, is being studied for potential treatments of genetic diseases such as sickle cell anemia and muscular dystrophy. In agriculture, Cas9 is used to develop genetically modified crops with improved traits such as disease resistance or increased nutritional value. Cas9 is also utilized in basic research to understand the functions of genes in model organisms like fruit flies, zebrafish, and mice. I talk in detail about using Cas9 to introduce nutritional value in my episode about golden rice, which is a biofortified crop which is modified to produce beta carotene. So if you haven't heard that episode, you should definitely go check that one out. Cas9 can be used in many implications and holds immense potential for transformative advancements in medicine, agriculture, and scientific research. However, it's essential to proceed with caution, address concerns, and ensure ethical considerations guide its application. I think at times we get so wrapped up in, the idea, the theory, that we forget that open dialogue is the best course of action and plays a critical role in harnessing its benefits while minimizing potential risk. Just listening to other people voice their concerns is important. Well, that's all I have for you today. Thank you for joining me on this episode, and remember, the power of gene editing brings both excitement and responsibility. Bye!